Welcome to Empire Building, the podcast where we talk about building big businesses and even bigger lives. I'm your co-host, Seychelle Van Poole.
I'm Tiffany Fikes.
And I'm Wendy Papazian. Today we're going to talk about something that Albert Einstein once called the eighth wonder of the world. He said, "He who understands it earns it, and he who doesn't pays it." And it might not be something... Yeah, it might not be something that you think of when you think of the eighth wonder of the world, but today we're going to be talking about compound interests. And when I suggested doing an episode on compound interest, Seychelle texted us back in all caps saying, "I love compound interest."
I did. It's true.
So, you
I
know.
Do love it. I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and everybody at the end of this will also love compound interest. If you understand
to understand compound interest
is to love compound interest.
It is true. Yeah, you can't help but love it. It's so adorable.
And awesome.
Yeah. So you guys, we're going to just nerd out today over compound interest. And, you know, there's so many real life examples of how compound interest, we're going to talk about compound interest in the financial world. But the reality is that compound interest can exist in every area of your life. And it's the idea of repeatable activities done over time adds to a sum greater than the pieces. Mm-hmm. Which is really powerful. Mm-hmm. And that can be in your personal life, physical health, really your job, your wealth building. So, So compound interest can be super powerful.
I love that.
All right. Well, let's do this, nerds.
Let's do it, nerds.
Okay. So I think it's really important. The first thing we need to talk about is the difference between simple interest and compound interest, because I think that sets up everything else. So simple interest, let's just put it into like basic terms. So Tiffany chooses a savings account that offers simple interest at a rate of 5% a year. Which she would never do. So we can just already know this is a ridiculous example because Tiffany would never choose simple interest. But let's say she did. She's feeling risky. She wants to just like not maximize her money. So with simple interest, her money grows at a constant rate, and the interest is calculated only on the principal amount. So let's use an example here. In the first year, Tiffany's account has $1,000 in it, and it earns 5% on it, which is a whopping $50. Big money. So at the end of the year, her account balance is the $1,000 of initial amount, or her initial principal, plus the simple interest amount of $50. So her total amount is $1,050. And the second year, she's going to earn $50 again on the $1,000. So her balance after the second year is going to be the $1,050 that she earned the year before plus the $50 she earned again off the $1,000. So you're always earning interest with simple interest. You're always earning interest off of the base amount that you have in there, not off of the extra money you're earning, which is, you know, not the best, if you want to know our opinion.
But it's not the worst.
But it can be better than nothing.
Putting your money under your mattress, you earn nothing. So
this is true.
Simple interest, better than nothing.
This is absolutely true.
Let's talk about compound interest. So on the other hand, Seychelle opts for the other option in that bank for her saving account, which is she just loves compound interest. So she chooses a saving account with compound interest, and she gets that same rate. So she still gets 5%. So with compound interest, it's calculated not only on your initial deposit amount or your principal amount, but also any interest you earn. So it's basically like at the moment in time that they are figuring out your interest, it's the whole amount that's in your account. Not just that beginning part that you started with. So let's go through that same example. In the first year, Seychelle's account is going to earn that 5% on $1,000, which is $50. And I know Seychelle was dissing on $50, but I also know Seychelle would pick $50 up off the street if she walked past it.
I would, and I would buy pizza with it if I'm being honest.
So we are happy with our $50.
Absolutely.
But her account earns the same that mine did. So at the end of the year, her account balance is $1,000 plus the $50, which gives her $1,050. So now here comes the difference. Year two and into perpetuity is where compound interest races ahead and wins. So in the second year, Seychelles' interest is calculated on her new balance of $1,050 instead of my account on that simple $1,000. So she then earns 5% of $1,050, which is now $5,250, and her balance comes out $2.50 ahead of mine at the end of that second year, which doesn't sound super special, no. But wait.
But wait, yes. So here's the thing about compound interest is it can really add up over time. So mm-hmm. let's say you invested, both of you, you started with $100,000 instead of $1,000. After 50 years, okay, Tiffany, who's just got simple interest, she's going to have $350,000, which is pretty
still
awesome.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Still
yeah.
And drum roll, please, Seychelles is going to have $1,146,742.38, which is about three times as much.
Which is much
not terrible. That is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So that's the difference between simple and compound interest. And now we're going to tell you guys the top eight things you need to know about compound interest.
I love this. So the first one is your interest rate matters, or put in other words, the size of your interest rate matters. Size matters. So a higher interest rate, I couldn't help it.
Chuckle, yeah, because we got to giggle. Let me just giggle about that for a second.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help it. It was just like right there for me. Okay, so size does matter though on your interest rate, because a higher interest rate is going to lead to faster growth and the return of your investment. And even a little increase, honestly, in the interest rate can actually make a significant impact on your return over time. So let's just use an example here of like if you invest $100 a month, the first year, right, at 0% interest, if you're just putting $100 in an account, that's $1,200, right? If you just do that for 30 years alone, you're actually doing a good job saving and you're being disciplined. Go you. And if you have no interest on that after 30 years of $100 a month, that's $36,000 you've socked away. That's great, right? Good job.
Now, it is for inflation.
Inflation might roll you backwards, but at least you're saving. I mean, there's a lot of people that aren't saving. So I'm going to say good job saving. But now let's take it to the next level. Like if you're
I'm going to say okay job.
Okay. That's fair. This is the difference between Seychelles and Wendy right here. I'm like, go you. Good start. And Wendy's like, nah, you're okay.
Okay.
You're okay job.
C minus.
That's fair. So let's just put it at 4% compound interest. So if you're putting $100 still a month away, that's $36,000 over time, right? Over 30 years. At 4% in 30 years, you've turned that $36,000 into $69,636 at 4%. Let's take it up to 10% for a second, okay? At 10%, the same amount, $100 a month, right? $36,000 of your principal. You've turned that $36,000 at 10% interest over time into $227,933. So 227. That's almost what, 8x? Let's go one more. Let's take it from 10 to 20%. If you go to 20% over 30 years, the same principal balance of 36,000 goes from 227,000 at 10% to 2.33 million over 30 years. Okay, so interest rate does matter, but think about it, even from 4 to 10% went from basically 70,000 to 227,000. So even just a move from 4 to 10 makes a huge difference too. So that's something to keep in mind as well.
Yeah. And so, there's a really fun tool. Oh, sorry. Fun tool that you can go to on investor.gov. And if you don't want to do all this math in your head or in a spreadsheet or whatever, I actually really didn't totally understand the power of compound interest until COVID. And I read J.L. Collins' The Simple Path to Wealth. I read that. I read it two times. And I really got it. It's a primer that he wrote for his daughter about the stock market, but he talks a lot about compound interest in there. And that's when I discovered investor.gov, and we'll put that mm-hmm. in the show notes. And if you go to investor.gov, they've got some free financial planning tools, And there is a compound interest calculator. And you can go there and you can just plug in any dollar amount. And we did this funny thing with our kids where we actually paid them to do some work on our real estate team. And when they were done, I said, I've got some good news and bad news for you guys about the payment. And they were like, what is it? And I said, what do you want first? They're like, we want the good news. I said, oh, the good news is you guys are getting paid $53,246 for this work. And you should have seen my kids'
jaws
drop. They were like, what? That's amazing. You know, they're just envisioning everything they could buy with that. But then they're like, wait a minute. What's the bad news? And I said, well, the bad news is you're not going to get it until you're 67. And they were like, what? What? But it was a great discussion for us because then we went to investor.gov, clicked on the compound interest calculator, and I put in the amount of money that they made, which was a few hundred dollars. And I said that over the course of the next 60 years or whatever it was, 60 years probably mm-hmm. at that point, this is what that grows to without you adding anything to it. And wow. It was a wonderful example for my kids to really understand the power of compounding interest over time. So
yeah, that's funny. I actually yesterday on the playground in New York was talking to a mom and sent her to that website for the compound interest because she was saying her kids didn't understand like a dollar in their account growing just didn't make them feel like anything was really happening. And I was like, have I got a tool for you? So yeah.
It's fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
So interest rates, that matters. Mm-hmm. How often it compounds also is important to understand. So the more frequently that interest is compounded, the faster your money grows. Because we know with compound interest, it's on the total amount of the account. So even if you get a little bit a lot of times, it grows much quicker because you're getting to take the interest on the account as it grows.
Can I ask you a question? What are you specifically asking for? Like if someone goes to their bank today or goes to their, you know, JP Morgan or Fidelity or whatever, what are they asking for with that account to understand that?
So you want to understand when is it do you get the interest? Is it once a year? Like the example, say Shell and I just gave, that compounded once a year. Mm-hmm. Or are you getting a prorated amount mm-hmm. monthly? Or it can even go, you know, it can be semi-annually, quarterly, mm-hmm. even daily. I don't think I'm aware of anything we have that compounds daily. Does anybody have anything?
No.
I don't.
Okay.
Not that I know of.
Yeah. But that's what you're asking. How often is the interest applied?
Yeah, and is there like a special term of the account that you ask for, right? Like, is there a
I think you say, does it
phrase?
Compound monthly?
Yeah.
Or does it compound annually? Or does it compound quarterly?
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That works.
And it's not going to be something necessarily that you're going to be able to negotiate with a bank, but you need to understand this tool or this product that I'm buying, this account, what does it get me? Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power. Yes. All right. Well, so, and then number three, your timeline is really crucial. So compound interest is highly time dependent. So if you are a younger person, so like for instance, my kids were probably 10 and 11 when I was giving them that money to put into their accounts, they've got an incredibly long runway, right? 50 mm-hmm. some years before they're even going to tap into it. And that's actually where a lot of the reason Warren Buffett has so much wealth, a lot of people don't understand this, is part of the reason he's so wealthy is because he's let compound interest do the heavy lifting for him since he started investing in the stock market when he was 11. He was 11 years old. Now he's in his 90s.
Yeah.
So compound interest has been working for him for over 80 years, which is remarkable. Yeah.
That is incredible.
So the longer your money is invested or saved, the more compound interest will benefit you. Mm-hmm. And just because you're not young doesn't mean you shouldn't do it.
Yep.
Right. It doesn't
every
mean
bit
you should
helps.
Do it because you can still take advantage of it. Mm-hmm. And this is really your entire wealth this will happen to you. Like I can remember I was teaching a class in Minneapolis 5 years ago or so. And I did this thing where I charted our net worth and I was looking at it and I was sort of looking at it over with Jay, and there was this line, and then there's this hockey stick that happens with our wealth. And I said to Jay, I said, what did we do here? Because I just wasn't even really mm-hmm. thinking about it like it was compounding. But I said, what did we do right here that made our wealth really spike up? And he's like, Wendy, that's the compound of literally
that was 15 years ago.
Yeah, it was like 15 years of kind of the same. And all of a sudden, you get this hockey stick. So starting early is crucial. You know, we didn't really start investing until our 30s. You know, if you're listening to this and you're in your teens, wow, what a gift. You know, mm-hmm. plug some money in the stock market and watch that baby grow mm-hmm. over time.
Well, and this is a cool way, regardless of where you are of age, to know when your money is going to double is the next rule. This is number 4 for those of you counting. Rule number 4 is the rule of 72. And the rule of 72 is basically a simple way to estimate how long it's going to take for your investment to double in value based on a fixed rate. So for example, let's say you have an investment of 6%. What you're going to do is you're going to take 72 and divide it by your interest rate of 6%. And that's going to give you what? What number does that give you?
12,
right? Number 12 represents the number of years it's going to take for your 12. Investment to double.
I feel bad.
Right?
We should have, I feel like we needed a little more oomph with the 12.
In only 12 years.
12. Yeah. 12. I mean, how cool is that? That if you're investing your money, right? Let's say you put 100,000 in at 6%, in 12 years, 100,000 is going to be 200,000.
Amazing.
That's awesome.
Which is amazing.
That's amazing.
$100,000.
Yeah. And if you're at 10%, right, and you're investing later in life but at a higher interest rate, if you're investing at 10%, think about this. It's in 7.2 years that your money doubles. So, you know, it's a simple formula for wherever you are in your stage of life and you're trying to time out how your money is going to play for you. It's an easy way to understand then when your money is going to double and then double again. It's the rule of 72.
Love it.
Love it.
All right. Rule number 5, the importance of consistency. Mm-hmm. So to maximize the benefits of compound interest, it's really important that you contribute and reinvest consistently over time. So I like to think about that. Like don't gather and then invest. Like systematically invest over time. It is better for you to put $100 in every month than it is to wait and put $1,200 in at the end of the year.
It's just so, like your business.
That's a good reminder for me.
You don't want to call 1,000 people on one day.
Mm-hmm.
It's better
that's
to call.
True.
It's better to call somebody every day for a whole year. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's this whole other. The word just left. It's an investment strategy of if you invest one time as opposed to 12 times over the year, you're mitigating your risk, which will go to the next.
What is that term?
There's a number of it or there's a word for it. But it's basically like you just want to systematically do it. Don't try to time the market. Just like mm-hmm. we talk to our real estate clients about, like just do it over and over again consistently because it's a habit and you've got the discipline built in and you're more likely to keep doing it. So
dollar cost averaging.
That's it. Dollar that's cost it. Average. Thank you.
Yay, I'm smart.
Good job. You are smart.
Accurate use of Google, I believe, is more.
What? You heard that?
It was this quiet typing. You were trying to be so quiet.
But that habit just makes it easier. You work with compound interest you work alongside it when you consistently invest over time.
Wow. This is really getting me juiced up.
Mm. I know. I already have one thing to switch because I've been doing it annually. So thank you for that.
I love it. I know. I always learn something from you guys. Well, before we go any further, since consistency over time, I'm just curious, when did you guys start investing consistently? Because I know you guys both started really early.
18. Or actually, I was, 18. I opened up my Roth IRA.
So my dad started investing for me the second I started having earned income, which I think we can talk about later. But basically, I had a job and he came behind me basically I never took the money out when I was in high school, but he came behind me and he maxed out the IRA that I was able to invest in and then showed me what that did. And so then in college, he basically said, here you go. And I immediately, like I immediately in college, I was giving money away with every check I got. I was investing money in my Roth. That was all I did, but my Roth immediately in college.
I only know one person that can beat those stories, which is, you guys know Megan Flake on my team.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not her, but her – I mean, she was an early investor too. She's super smart and savvy. And her husband started investing in a 529 in college.
That's
even before he was married.
Wow. I didn't even know that was like a thing. Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I was like, okay, you win. And so for those of you that don't know what a 529 is, that's a college fund for children. So if you're in college and you're not married and you don't have children, starting a 529 is pretty weird.
That's it's impressively weird. Well, he had a vision. Mm-hmm. I love that.
No, it's impressively weird. I mean, I mean, who wouldn't, like, when you're dating him in your 20s, you're like, wait, what?
At what date are you going to bring that up?
Like, you need to find out when they played that card.
I asked him that question. Yeah, no, I can't remember what he said.
We need to know.
He's so chill.
Megan, we need to know when your husband admitted that he was doing that. That's what we need to know if you're listening. Yeah. Let us know.
Yes, 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 yes. All right, so number six is risk versus reward. Okay, so this is just, you guys know this, but you know, while compound interest is awesome, it's important to remember that different investments have different degrees of risk. So probably if your interest rates are higher, you're going to have a higher level of risk, and your interest rates are lower, you're probably going to have a lower level of risk. And I know for us personally, it's been really great to diversify our investments because that helps manage the risk. So even though we're in real estate and we have a lot of our investing in physical real estate, we've got several, you know, stock market accounts, we've invested in businesses, yada, 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 yada.
Yeah. So. Well, I love that. And depending on where you are in your phase of life, right, you may want a higher risk profile or you may want a lower risk profile depending on what you need for your predictable cash flow and all of that fun stuff. So just, you know, really slow down and take a time to look at like where you are in life and what you want. Because I know like Barb, aka my mom's strategy, looks very different than what our strategy looks like right now. So I actually was on our phone with our financial advisor this morning talking about it, and we have very different strategies. So yeah, and then the next part of that too is, depending on your strategy and what you're invested in, there's going to be different tax implications. So just make sure that you are aware of that. You're either researching it to file your own taxes, or you have a good bookkeeper or CPA that is helping you be aware of what the tax implications and strategies are to maximize tax savings, and also definitely pay your taxes. So that's an important topic.
because as you're earning compound interest,
right,
you have to pay taxes on it.
Yep.
Right. Unless it's in some kind of sheltered account.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're paying taxes at some point. So just make sure you understand at what point you're paying taxes.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
Yep.
That's exactly right.
And then lastly, number eight, make sure you understand your long-term financial goals and that your strategies match those. To Seychelle's point of the risk, sometimes as you get towards needing your money, you might need to be a little more conservative, because compound interest is awesome, but that's when time is on your side.
That's right.
There becomes a point where you're like, all right, I need to take that out and make sure that I've got it. And there's all these tools. The government has all these benefits. They want you to take advantage of compound interest. And so whether you're saving for retirement, there's great tools that have different tax implications that you can use. If you are saving for your kids' education, there's a whole vehicle for that. Like, make sure you've got a holistic look at your financial goals and you don't just have one big compound interest account, but that you're taking advantage of all those different things.
Love that.
So one of the things that I always hear when we talk about compound interest and we teach about compound interest is like, that's awesome. I'm 45 and that means I only have 20 years until retirement, or, you know, whatever that means to you. And so what I always encourage you is, if you think, oh, it's too late. Well, number one, it's not actually too late. Wendy's already talked about that. But who can you bless with this information? Like, mm-hmm. if this is blowing your mind and you say, I wish I had done this at 18, or I wish I was Megan Flake's husband who had done that in college, you know,
Daniel. Like,
Daniel. Okay, great.
He's actually a financial advisor. I'll just give him a shout out.
Well, that feels right.
That feels accurate.
And if you guys need some advice,
yeah, you should maybe call him.
Message me and I'll hook you guys up.
But like teach young people whether they live in your home or not, send them this podcast and encourage the young people, the like really young people who can really blow the lid off of it with compound interest about this. Like I already told you the story about my dad. Like what a gift that was.
Yeah.
He was doing that for me behind. I didn't know that it was happening. Mm-hmm. And like that's what I want to do for the kids in my life. Like when your kids have earned income, or when any mm-hmm. child in your life has earned income, they can start taking advantage of that. And you just do it once for 1 year, $1,200, you know, to one kid that you know. Like that is a lot of money at the end. It's mm-hmm. $38,000, like to Wendy's point. Mm-hmm. You can gift someone $38,000.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Amazing. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Well, guys, this was an amazing episode. I know we all love to talk about this. We are for sure the nerdiest of the five podcast hosts, I would say.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Yep. So in summary, compound interest is just a very sexy concept. There's no other way to describe it. Compound interest is
it's
just
hot.
Got mm-hmm. it's just like hot. Got sex mm-hmm. oozing out of its pores mm-hmm. is really what it is. and it can really work in your favor when saving and investing. And this can lead to you becoming financially free. You can become a hot millionaire. Or mainly it can help you have the ability to do what you want with whom you want when you want to do it. And along the way, it can help you as you are building your big life and your big empire at the same time. So thanks guys for joining us today. Go out and start investing and get some compound interest today.
Bye guys.
Bye.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.